Welcome to another brief couple of ideas on the Parsha. This week is Parsha Shmois. So I wanted to share with you two ideas. Parsha Shmois, first of all, at the beginning when the whole Gezeirah, the whole decree started with the Egyptian enslaving the Jewish people and making them into an oppressive golus, the Pasuk tells us, "Vayakom melech chadosh al Mitzrayim shelo yodas Yosef." A new king arose in Mitzrayim that did not know Yosef. So we have the famous Rashi, the two opinions, was it really a new king or was it just a king that made himself new and ignored Yosef, whatever the case is. But the words of the Pasuk is, a new king arose that did not know Yosef. The simple reading of that is because Yosef was the viceroy of Egypt, Yosef was so good for Egypt, he helped Egypt during the years of famine. As long as he was alive, people were pretty safe, but then after Yosef passed away, a new king arose, or he made himself new, that he ignored Yosef, ignored being appreciative of what Yosef had accomplished and had done. But I saw in the Kliyokar a beautiful idea, a bit of a different twist on this pasuk. Kliyokar says, "Vayokom melech chadosh, a new king arose. Asher lo yoda es Yosef, he did not know what happened to Yosef. He didn't realize what happened to Yosef. What does that mean? Yosef was a young boy. He was captured by his brothers. He was thrown into a pit. He was given up for a slave. He went down to Egypt. He was isolated. He was abandoned. He landed in prison. The butler forgot about him in prison, and so on and so forth. Then suddenly one day, he slept out of prison, and within a matter of minutes, he becomes the viceroy of Egypt. Paroi made a gzeira against the Jewish people. He tried to annihilate and destroy the Jewish people. But Asher lo yoda es Yosef, you didn't know Yosef. You didn't know that you don't do this to a Yosef. You don't do this to a member of Klal Yisrael. You don't do it to Klal Yisrael in general. Just like by Yosef, you didn't realize that you can try and throw you in pit. You can try throw you in prison. You can be abandoned. Everything can happen to you. You will not disappear because the Yidden are eternal. And that's the pshat. Asher lo yoda es Yosef, you did not know what happened to Yosef. Another idea in this parasha is we know that Moshe Rabbeinu was born. 3 months are up. Yocheved is worried that the Egyptians are going to come look for him. And she takes him and puts him in the river Nile. And Miriam stands there to see what's going to happen. So it says, "Vatosim basuf al svasayir." She put him in the reeds on the bank of the river. Targum says it was on the bank of the river, which means she didn't actually put him in the river. So first of all, on a very interesting halachic level, the Rogatchover Goen explains. He says because the Nile was the Avodah Zorah, was the deity, was the idol of the Egyptians. And therefore Yocheved al-Pi Halacha was not permitted to use the Nile to save Moshe Rabbeinu. Because you're not allowed to have any benefit from Avodah Zorah. Therefore she put him on the bank of the river. But then what happened was Batya, the daughter of Paroi, came down to wash. What does it mean to wash, to bathe? Says Rashi, to bathe herself and to get rid of all the idea of pagan worship. So she did what's called in Halacha a bitul of the Avodah Zorah. She nullified the Avodah Zorah. And that's what happened. And therefore, it was permitted for Moshe Rabbeinu's basket to sort of travel from the bank and come into the river. But just on a sort of spiritual level, deeper level, this ties into a whole nother concept. What does it mean the Nile was the Avodah Zorah of Mitzrayim? First of all, it emphasizes why there was this decree of throwing the boys into the river. It wasn't just about destroying and killing the Jewish babies. It was about assimilating the Jewish nation. Throwing the children into the river, meaning throwing them into Avodah Zorah, throwing them into the culture and the focus of idol worship. What does it mean, idol worship? Why was the Nile form of Avodah Zorah? And the answer, of course, is that there was no rain in Egypt, and the whole irrigation came from the River Nile. In other words, the source of the parnasa, the source of sustenance, the source of survival was the River Nile, and therefore that became the Avodah Zorah, that became the deity. And that's what Paroi wanted people to understand and to forget, that the source of everything that we have is Hashem. And to focus on the people's accomplishments, the irrigation, the river. The river becomes the focus. Our accomplishments becomes the focus. We also have this problem today where often we serve the River Nile, meaning we give credence, we give importance, we give significance to the stuff that we do and the cleverness that we have to arrive chas v'shalom at the conclusion, as the Pasuk says later in Chumash, Koichi v'oitzim yodi, that a person can think it was my business acumen, it was my cleverness that was able to accomplish all of this. The antidote to that is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu came and he was only put on the bank of the river. He gave the people emunah. We know in the Zohar it says that he was a Rai Mehemna, he was a shepherd of faith. He gave people emunah, he helped the Jewish people come out of Mitzrayim, he helped them understand that Ein Oid Milvado, nothing besides Hashem, and everything we have, in fact, comes from Hashem. Just two ideas on the Parsha Shmos. Have a wonderful day.